Good morning. Let's just pray, shall we? Thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the way that you teach us day by day from your word. And we ask, Holy Spirit, that you will come and speak to us afresh this morning, that we would be moulded and shaped more and more into the likeness of your Son, Jesus, and honour you in our lives. Amen.
Amen.
It's lovely seeing all the new lighting, isn't it? And I don't know about you, but I'm noticing aspects of the church that I've just sort of seen but not really seen before. And we're starting a new series on the Lord's Prayer today. And for the next few months, at the beginning of each month, we're going to be thinking about an aspect of the Lord's Prayer. And when I was preparing for this morning's talk, I was reminded a bit of my wedding ring, actually, which has been on my finger now for nearly 17 years. Thank you very much, Rich. And I'm really glad to wear it, but I don't always notice it. A bit like this building when I walk in, necessarily. It's part of me and I see it all the time, but I don't really often pause to see it, to ponder its significance. From the soaring excitement of buying our rings and the wonder and significance of putting them on at our wedding, all those special, wonderful high points of our life together that this ring holds. It also holds sad and challenging times. It holds the mundane, feet on the ground, who's going to put the bins out and who's going to go to do the shopping. There's so much contained in this gold band that I wear around me every day. But because I'm so used to it, I don't necessarily see it all that much. And I think the Lord's Prayer can be a bit like that for us. So much of the majesty and the splendour and wonder of life is held in it. All that is important in the big picture of God and our life with him is contained there. And it also, doesn't it, holds the challenges and the sadnesses, the mundane, feet-on-the-ground needs of everyday humdrum life. And just like my ring, I kind of wear the Lord's Prayer around me every day. Most days I say it as part of my prayers. We all know it well, don't we? But we don't necessarily notice and see all that's contained within it. And so I'm really glad that over the next few months, we're going to be pausing and taking time to look at aspects of the Lord's Prayer afresh. Let's just hear and watch the Lord's Prayer being said.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done.
On earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day
our daily bread.
Forgive us our trespasses.
As we forgive those
who sin against us.
And lead us not into temptation.
But deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom.
CV website, the Archbishops of Canterbury and York describe the Lord's Prayer like this. At the heart of our prayers will be words that Jesus himself taught us. It is simple enough to be memorized by small children and yet profound enough to sustain a whole lifetime of prayer. Simple enough to be memorized by small children, and we need to be teaching this prayer to our children. But also profound enough to sustain a whole lifetime of prayer. When Jesus taught this prayer to his disciples, I don't think he meant, you learn these words off by heart, you say them and tick, job done, you've learned how to pray now, got it. What he was actually giving us was a really wonderful structure to shape all of our prayers. And on the back of your service notice sheet, there's just a very short little summary of the different... I'm sorry, the text is a bit small. It's got a lot of the different kinds of prayer that are actually contained within it, and I leave that with you for later on. What we're going to do during this service, I'd like to teach you some actions to the Lord's Prayer. It's ones that we use as part of assembly time at Surrey Hill School every week. And we also use them at the tea service and at other times. So a number of the children here will be familiar with the actions. Now, I know actions aren't everybody's bag. So I'm just going to ask you to humour me this morning. But the reason why is not just so because it's an all-age service, so we have to have some actions in there. No, the reason why is because having learnt to do these actions... to teach the children the Lord's Prayer in school, actually, I have found them really helpful as a way of remembering and reminding myself of the different elements of the Lord's Prayer and what it's about. And actually, often, when I'm sitting in the pews on a Sunday morning now saying the Lord's Prayer, or during the week, I'm picturing those actions in my head while I'm saying it, because of the richness that it helps me to remember that's in there. So that's why I'm teaching them today. It's not just because it's actions. It's actually because it helps us to engage with it in just a slightly different way. So the first action that I want to teach you is for the very first line. And I think it's the line that of the Lord's Prayer that actually encapsulates all the rest of it. Half the Lord's Prayer is talking about your kingdom, your will, all about God and his honour and his glory. The next part is about the kind of humdrum mundane needs that we have, our provision, our good relationships with God and other people, our protection and security. But all of that is kind of held in that first line, our Father. And so the first action I'd like to invite you to do is just lift up one of your hands like this and just let's say it together, our Father.
Our Father.
Okay, you can pop your arms down. The reason why we hold our arm up like this is like this little girl holding on to her daddy's hand, utterly secure. And Jesus says that God wants us to relate to him like that, as our good Father, full of loving security, reliable, generous abundance, full of forgiveness and new starts and faithfulness. We can call him not just that formal word, Father, but in the original, Abba, Daddy, our good Father. Now, at Cookie Club last week, I was chatting with the grandmother of Florence, who was baptised on Sunday last week. And at one point, Florence turned around to me. She smiled an enormous, toothy toddler grin, put her arms out wide, and knew that I would delight in reaching down, picking her up. And as I gave her just a big cuddle, she snuggled into my arms for a moment, and then she toddled off to play again. What a privilege. What a delightful picture of simple trust, acceptance, and delight for both of us. Our Father, that trusting reaching out to God, knowing that he loves us and will hold us. And the next part of it, well, I'm going to ask you to do this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Let's just do that together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. And as you hold your hands up like this, I want you to imagine that you are holding the most amazing and costly diamond. Something infinitely precious. Okay, let's put our arms back down. God is our Father in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Thank you to the children and young people who've coloured in, to Charlie and to Alfie and Eddie and Charlotte and Elizabeth. We've got the word hallowed here. It's not a word we use in everyday language anymore particularly, is it? It means holy. It means reverenced. It means in awe. It means treasured and valued. That's how we need to think about God's name. And it doesn't just mean his name, God. We need to use his name with respect in our speech every day. But actually in the Bible, his name is used to describe God's whole being. His whole being is to be hallowed, to be honoured, to be given glory, to be treated as though it was the most costly diamond in the world and more. And that's how we are called to live our lives with God, with our loving Heavenly Father who knows what we need, but who above all things is to be given glory, to be reverenced, and our whole lives are to be lived putting God's glory first. And we're invited by Jesus in this prayer to make our priority in all of our prayers, in all of our life, that of honouring and glorifying God. Now, I know we don't always manage to do that. That's partly why we say a confession when we come to church. God knows that we're going to fall short. But that's the beautiful and high calling that we were created for, and that God wants us to be living out, knowing, reverencing, honouring him above all things. So we've got our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. And then we come to your kingdom come. So we keep our hands up like this, but now I want you to imagine it's like a crown as well, because God is king of all kings, and we ask him to come and rule and reign, to be in charge of this world. This village, my street, my home, my family, my life, your lives. So that his kingdom is here on earth, just as it is in heaven. And so for this, we do this, I'll show you. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. And it's just a reminder that we want God to come and rule and reign as king here, just as he is king in heaven. So let's just do that together, shall we? Let's put our arms up if you're able. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Okay. And then the next bit is very straightforward, because we just put our hands out together and we say, give us today our daily bread. Let's just do that, shall we? Give us today our daily bread. And we hold out our hands because we're admitting our need for God's provision. And actually in doing that, we're admitting our need for one another, aren't we? Because I can't do all that for myself, and neither can you. We need one another. And it is actually a thing of great beauty and honour to be able to hold out our hands and say, could you give me some of what I need, please? Because I can't do it all for myself. We do that for God and to God, but we also do it with one another, I hope. So we hold out our hands, we admit our need for God's provision, and we ask and trust God for all that we need today. And the next part, forgive us our sins. Let's just do that together. Forgive us our sins. And then turn your hand over, and now we're going to wipe our other hand clean, as we forgive those who sin against us. Why do we do that? Well, we recognise, first of all, that we carry around the guilt and the shame of the things that we have said and done that were wrong. And we need God to clean that away and make us new. I can't do it myself, actually. I have to have God, by his Spirit, his promise to cleanse me of all that I have done wrong. But we also recognise that we carry around anger and bitterness, and I want to get my own back, and why should they be okay? Because they hurt me. We carry around the pain of the things that have been done and said to us that were wrong. And forgiving somebody doesn't make those okay. What it does is say, I refuse to be held, chained and captive. I refuse to carry around all that anger and bitterness and pain. I choose, God, to walk free of that. And so when we're wiping away forgiving those who sin against us, we're just reminding ourselves and saying to God, we choose to forgive. We choose not to be held up, locked up in anger and bitterness. We choose to be free. And the kids at school love the next bit. I don't know if it's their favourite bit, but we say, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let's just do that together. Lead us not into temptation. But deliver us from evil. Okay, and it's a strong action, because actually we want God to be strong too. We want him, don't we, to help us in that battle, Because it is a battle to live God's way. And it's too easy, we all know it if we're honest, to be tempted into the wrong things. Whether that's at school or at work or at home, online, we need God's help and we need his protection. It's like a sword and a shield. And when we're teaching this to our kids, let's teach it with some strength, because they need to know that God is strong and powerful, as well as loving and gentle. And then for the kingdom, we put our arms back up again in worship and praise. The kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours. Now that's like the bright shining sun, or like the most amazingly sparkling gold thing that you can possibly imagine. God's glory is just so awesome. We can't look at the sun because it would damage our eyes, but we so need it, and it gives light to everything, doesn't it? It's glorious. And God's glory is just awesome. And so we remember that. And then we remember that God is the Lord of all time. And so for this last bit, like you're writing, can you hold out to your left hand? I'm doing it for mirroring, there we go. And then hold your other hand a bit like you're writing something with a pen. And we're going to imagine that we're writing on a timeline that goes on and on and on and on and on forever and ever and right beyond what we can hold into all eternity. Because God's kingdom and power and glory are his forever and ever. Amen. And amen just means I agree, doesn't it? Yeah, let that be so, God. I agree with that. So we're going to finish it like that. So let's just run through from the beginning, shall we? Don't worry if you can't remember it all, because I'll help you from the front. And there are plenty of young people around you who also know the actions, so I'm sure they can help you out as well. Let's say this prayer together, just to remind us of the actions. We'll say it as a prayer later in the service. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours. Now and forever. Amen. We're going to go on to sing a song together now, but we're going to sing it as a prayer. And in between each of the verses of this song, we're going to pause and we're going to pray together, asking God that his kingdom would come, that his will would be done, that he would be given the glory in all of these different places and situations. So as the music group lead us in the first verse, once you've sung the first verse, we'll pause and pray. And I'd like us all to say, when I say Father in heaven, would you say, let your kingdom come, let your will be done. Let's just practice that together. Father.